Good morning, Carroll County. This is Ed Rothstein, your commissioner down in District 5, Eldersburg-Sykesville. This morning, I just want to provide a few updates on what's going on down in District 5 in the Eldersburg-Sykesville area, and also how it impacts the rest of Carroll County. But before I do so, can you believe we're in October already? I mean, this is crazy. And I guess I'd be remiss if I did not wish those that are celebrating a very, very good new year with Rosh Hashanah and Lashana Tova. Also, with the upcoming Yom Kippur later this week, wishing all those that are going to be fasting a very easy fast. I guess the other thing is, in October, school is in, so we should always be mindful of the buses and kids that are going to school. So take the foot off the accelerator just a little bit, and let's everybody be safe. And I guess the last is the most festive, which is Halloween coming up. So again, same thing with safety, but of course, enjoy the time with the kids during Halloween. Now, to give you a little bit of an update on District 5, what I'd like to do is kind of go a north to south, east to west approach. So going north of Howard County on Highway 32, you're going to first hit Sykesville itself and Main Street. Main Street in Sykesville is actually a state highway, State Highway 851. And talking to MDOT and State Highway Administration, they are working with us on repairing some of the damage that is caused underneath Highway 851 or Main Street to make it more safe for those in Sykesville and coming in and out of Sykesville. So more to follow on that, but it is a very high priority for me, along with bringing the attention to State Highway on that road needing to be fixed. Going northbound on 32, on the right side is Warfield. Now, Warfield, as you know, is the southern part of Springfield Hospital, and that piece of property has a handful of old buildings that are being renovated. Three at this time have been renovated and are occupied by businesses. There's also a piece of land that is reserved for potential retail and also a potential hotel, but there's no specifics to that at this time. What is very noticeable at Warfield are the townhomes. And those townhomes, there's going to be about 140-plus townhomes being built there. And from what I understand, there's about a half dozen to a dozen that have already been occupied, sold and occupied. So more to follow on that. But again, those are some pretty homes being built on the right side of 32 going northbound. Continuing to go north on 32, we hit the National Guard Readiness Center. That's that very large building on the right side of 32 going northbound. What it is consolidating two National Guard centers, one that was in Ellicott City and one in Crownsville, I believe, that have now shut down, and they're consolidating the work that's going to be done from those two into one very large one on the east side of 32. Also, because of that, State Highway has a priority to widen 32. So this is a long-term project, and you know that it's happening right now, but it will not be done with that work and widening 32 between Main Street going into Springfield and all the way up to the Pizza Hut with Macbeth. It's about a one-year project, so more to follow on that. Continue to go northbound, we get to 26 and 3226. So if I make a right on 26, a little bit down the road, Wawa's. Now, I never thought Wawa's was so popular. My kids were really excited, Emily and Sam, that Wawa's was opening because of, I guess, their pretzels, their hoagies, their coffee. It is exciting. And I went to the ribbon cutting at the Wawa's on the north side of 26. What was very interesting to me was the community partnership that Wawa's is committed to having in Carroll County. They are very closely tied in partnership with the Special Olympics. They're also closely tied with the Baltimore Ravens. And I guess the signature hoagie of the Baltimore Ravens is now the Wawa's hoagie. Something I learned during that ribbon cutting. It is open 24/7, so I look forward to continuing a strong partnership with Wawa's along with other retail along 26 and what they can do for our community. If I continue to go eastbound on 26 towards the Walmart and towards Baltimore County, I did talk to State Highway Administration about putting a couple of medians on 26. Long-term projects in many, many years may be to widen 26, but in the meantime, I think it's very important that we focus on safety first. And safety first has to do with minimizing activity in what we'll call those middle lanes or the suicide lanes on 26. And if we put a couple of medians there, that may take away that angst and concerns about making a very quick left on oncoming traffic on 26. specifically around Homewood and also way down on the east side of Carroll County on 26, Nell's Acres, before you get to the bridge. I believe those are two areas that we need to continue to work with State Highway and prioritizing the work that can be done to, again, minimize any sort of angst and concerns of oncoming traffic and pulling onto 26. Okay, now let's go back 26 very quickly on 32 north of 26 around Bennett and Johnsville. That is a project that is going to be done, and State Highway, again, is working that project, knowing that's one of our priorities. Again, the concern there is the safety of people bypassing, people making left turns onto Johnsville Ave, going northbound on 32. What happens is people go into the right lane, which is actually a right turn only lane going onto Bennett, which can cause some concerns. That is a very specific project that State Highway has on their radar and are working through the planning phases right now of that. Now let's go back on 26 just for a little bit. The widening of the road on 26 around the St. John property, Liberty Exchange, is complete. It did take quite some time. It was a very high priority for State Highway to widen 26, but from everything I understand, it is going very well. The traffic moves very smoothly now that they've widened 26 west of Johnsville Ave and 26. That still is a concern, that intersection, so we've got to continue to be careful. Even though there is the lights that do turn appropriately, I am working with State Highway to come up with ideas on how to, again, minimize any sort of anxiety or angst in that intersection between 26 and Johnsville. Basically, what you're getting from the message I have this morning is safety first. Whether it's the kids with the schools or it is us driving on 26 and 32 and all the different activities, we got to focus on our safety first and taking care of our community. In the last couple minutes, I just want to share a couple of updates. One, there's been questions about Liberty Reservoir and the fire roads around Liberty Reservoir. The bottom line is that Liberty Reservoir and those fire roads belong to Baltimore City. Although we have a great opportunity to use the reservoir for fishing, for boating appropriately, hiking, the horseback riding on the trails, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful area. The challenge is, does Baltimore City have the resources to maintain those fire roads and the reservoir for community use? I have met with the mayor of Baltimore City recently, and I am going to meet with internally our staff, along with the Baltimore City DPW folks, and come up with a plan to move forward in taking care of those roads and along with the reservoir so we can have a continued healthy use around the reservoir on those fire roads. I think that's enough for this morning. I'm just wishing everybody a very happy, safe beginning of autumn season and a wonderful Sunday. Again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5 in the Eldersburg-Sykesville area, wishing everybody in Carroll County a wonderful Sunday morning. Thanks, and as always, life is good.